Hello, everyone. Welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm Katie Mox, and coming up on today's show, it's a special UFC preview as we look ahead to tomorrow's fight card in Salt Lake City. You can catch a special broadcast of the event on ESPN Plus, starring the whole Gronkowski family. MMA superstar Kevin Holland will be the in-studio analyst, and guests Amanda Nunes, Sean O'Malley, Chuck Liddell, and Dana White himself will be stopping by. Gronk and Co. will surely be indulging in their usual hijinks. You got to tune in. It's going to be a fun one. We've got Danny Brasco, our UFC expert and analyst, on the show today. We'll preview Saturday's main card, and Danny will give you his best bets for the night and who you should be keeping your eye on. Danny, welcome. It's UFC weekend here. Are you excited?
Oh my goodness, Katie, I've been waiting for this for so long. This is my jam. I love fights. I love betting on the fights, and this is a stacked card. Gronkcast coming up after. What more could we ask for?
What more could we ask for? Okay, Danny, stay right there. I'm first going to get into my Mox thought.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, people, we're brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. See, it's not just about the daily promos, odd boosts, or the hundreds of ways to wager. It's about the immortal words of Caesar himself. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Every bet you place on the app, no matter the outcome, earns towards exclusive perks at Caesars Rewards destinations everywhere. Hotel stays, concert tickets, bonuses, and more. Download the Caesars Sportsbook app, become a Caesars Rewards member today and get more with every wager. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700. So it's been over 6 years since Kamaru Usman and Leon Edwards first fought each other, neither of which have lost since. The two face off in the main event at UFC 278 this weekend, and Usman's UFC welterweight crown is at stake. So if Usman beats Edwards, is he the greatest welterweight of all time? In my opinion, no. That's still going to be GSP. Usman is knocking at the door of that combo, but he's not there quite yet. GSP was the most dominant fighter in his era, with 9 title defenses at welterweight in a row. St. Pierre was also just the epitome of what a mixed martial arts fighter should be. He could submit you with his jiu-jitsu, wrestle you like an Olympian, and he could knock you the F out. There's no question that this is a big fight for Usman's legacy, but it's not in the GOAT talk quite yet. Let's welcome back Danny Brasco. Danny, Kamaru Usman wins. If he wins tomorrow night, will he be considered the greatest welterweight of all time? Want to make sure I get your take on that.
I loved your breakdown on that, and MMA purists around the world are jumping for joy. I mean, GSP is your favorite fighter, right? We love this guy, and like you said, he was maybe the most well-rounded fighter of all time. So I just love the guy, and the way he got it done was so spectacular. But I agree with you. I mean, you said it. Usman is knocking on the door of the conversation. If he beats Edwards here, he's not quite there, but here's the next fight. Usman beats Edwards, Khamzat Chimaev, one of the most exciting welterweight UFC prospects ever to just take the sport by storm, is knocking on the door for that title fight. If he beats him and derails that hype train, then we revisit this conversation and have a very interesting talking point. So that's where I'm at in the welterweight GOAT discussion, but I'm with you. It's still GSP.
Yeah, not quite yet. Okay, let's get into this weekend. Let's start with the most stacked division in the UFC, bantamweight. We've got Jose Aldo taking on Merab the Machine in a fun fight that will feature a clash of styles. How do you see this one shaking up, Danny?
That's exactly what it is. It's a clash of styles. I like to call these the oil and water fights, right? Merab the Machine, well nicknamed because this guy is a cardio king. He basically makes fights a cardio contest. Can you keep up with him? He is nonstop. Wrestling, in your face, pressure, just chaining everything together and kind of just trying to drown his opponents with his work rate. But Jose Aldo is one of the greatest fighters of all time. I mean, widely considered maybe the best featherweight ever. This guy is a tactician. He's a sniper, one of the greatest kickboxers. And aside from his striking acumen, dude can grapple. So he's taken on a guy in Merab that is, like I said, an absolute machine. He's a Georgian fighter. There's a Georgian wave right now. These guys coming from, you know, Dagestan and Georgia are just unstoppable. So it's tough to get in front of those guys. But as an underdog, Jose Aldo, I got to try it out. I mean, this guy is making his last, you know, shot in his career for another title run. And I want to take him at plus 120. I will give you this caveat, Katie.
Okay.
Typically, from a betting perspective, you don't take public underdogs. The public is going to be on Jose Aldo. He's the more well-known fighter. He's one of the greatest ever, like I said. The sharps might be on Merab, and I get why, but stylistically, just on paper, I think Aldo has plenty of ways to win this fight. So if he can just not get overwhelmed by Merab, I think he can outpoint him to a win. So I'm going to go with Jose Aldo, the public dog, but that's my caveat. It could be a trap.
And you're taking him on the money line in this one, or are you taking some kind of decision?
No, I'm going to take him on the money line. I don't want to pick the method. Of course, right, you can oftentimes improve your odds a lot by picking the exact method of victory. But in this one, you know, the odds makers have the over 2.5 rounds pretty juiced. So they think it's going to go the whole way. But, you know, it's going to be a wild fight. I think, like you said, the clash of styles sets up for a potential fight of the night here. So I'm not going to pick the way it happens. I think Aldo uses his veteran savvy to get the win whatever way he needs to.
Okay, I love that. Moving on to the middleweights. Now, I don't know what the matchmakers were thinking here. We've got Paulo the Eraser Costa versus Luke Rockhold. Rockhold, he's now 37 years old and he's coming off of a 3-year layoff. How do you see this one going? I will say Rockhold is from Santa Cruz, close to my hometown, so I do have a soft spot for him. But 3 years off, that's a lot, Danny.
I mean, he's going to need your you pulling for him because he's a big underdog in this matchup. And like you said, 3-year layoff, a guy that's 37 now. I don't understand what he's doing in this fight either. Like, who let him fight Paulo Costa? It's kind of weird. You look back at Luke Rockhold's career, he's been an awesome fighter. I mean, he's kind of an all-timer. He's beat Michael Bisping. He's been in some absolute wars. But 3 years ago, he fought Jan Blachowicz, who went on to become the light heavyweight champion. And he fought really badly. He's gotten brutally knocked out in his last couple fights. He comes back to fight a guy much younger than him and much scarier and I think tougher than him. Paulo Costa has been in wars with the scariest of men, like Yoel Romero. People turn down fights against Yoel Romero. Costa finished him. So I mean Costa almost finished him. So like, you know, this guy is an absolute beast. He's a tank. And in his last fight, he got into a war with a guy I'm pretty high on in Marvin Vettori. Paulo Costa is filled with all these antics always. I mean, he always comes in to every fight week with concerns about his weight cut, with, you know, what's the latest in his personal life. And he's got a lot of shenanigans going on, hijinks, like you said before, with him always. But this is just a bad matchup for Rockhold. And I don't know why he's fighting a guy here in Costa that's probably going to finish him. And I could see Rockhold retiring after this. Don't be surprised if he throws his gloves in the ring and calls it quits. Because at the press conferences, he's just been talking a lot of trash. He's been critical of the UFC, critical of the media, critical of other fighters. It feels like he's getting in his last smack talk and whatever he needs to say before he exits pretty brutally. So that's my prediction. I'm going to bet Costa by knockout, and I'm going to say a prayer for Luke Rockhold.
Say a prayer for Luke Rockhold. I will say a prayer for him as well. Okay, so let's move on here. Let's talk main event. Welterweight Gotok is at play here for Usman if he beats Edwards. Their last fight was 6 years ago, and it was pretty one-sided. And honestly, Danny, pretty boring. Usman basically just hugged Edwards for 3 rounds. He grinded out the decision, really in a textbook Usman style. Now, both of these fighters are awesome. They're on awesome win streaks. Usman has been the dominant champion, while Edwards has been in the title shot conversation for a while now. This is really the fight that Edwards has been waiting for, but can he seize the moment?
Wow, yeah, well set up. I mean, like you said, in their first fight 6 years ago, Usman gonna Usman, right? At the end of the day, he can just bear hug you grapple it out, grind it out. People got frustrated with him. He brought something, I guess you could say he popularized it, what's called the foot stomps. You're basically just holding your opponent against the cage. No one's really doing anything. It's kind of a stalemate. And he just starts stomping on your foot. It's like, yeah, it sucks. No one wants to get sick. But it's like, it's like, what are we doing here? Usman, you might see him grabbing up Leon Edwards and foot stomping him a couple times in this one. However, I don't think it's going to go like their last fight went. I think it'll be a lot closer. Both fighters have improved tremendously since they last fought. Usman's one of these champions who just keeps getting better in every fight. Like, it's remarkable. And he's shown that he can beat guys at their own game. I mean, he got into a slugfest with Gilbert Burns, knocked him out. First guy to ever knock out Jorge Masvidal with his own style. I mean, that right cross, absolutely nasty. So feels like Usman's at the top of his game, just getting better. But I can say the same about Leon Edwards. And the concern stylistically is, will Edwards get wrestled? Will he get grappled? Will he get controlled like the last time? Hey, man, Edwards can grapple himself. He's fought some really good grapplers and held his own, even out-grappled them. Guys like Gunnar Nelson even, so Rafael Dos Anjos. So I'm pretty confident Edwards' skill set really improving here. Massive, massive odds in terms of, you know, where they are. They're so far apart, and you get it. Like you said, he's been a dominant champion. My official prediction, Katie, is Usman by decision. I think he finds a way to win. He always does. He has such a high fight IQ, and like I mentioned, he's only getting better. So you don't want to bet against that. But if I want to have some fun betting this fight, I don't want to lay Usman minus 390, really, right? Yeah. And I want to believe in Rocky Edwards, Leon Rocky Edwards, the shot he's got here. I think there's a chance that he makes this a kickboxing clinic, keeps the range, avoids the takedown at least for a long enough to win rounds, and maybe edges out a really close decision. So for fun, small sprinkle, let's believe in a potential upset here. Leon Edwards, the big underdog. Can he pull it off? I think he's got a shot. So I'm going to sprinkle it for fun.
Okay, well, you just kind of touched on this. Favorites in the UFC matches have been incredibly juicy in terms of odds. Usman, like you said, minus 390 as a moneyline favorite. Are there any underdogs before, you know, you obviously just said Edwards, that you think better should be looking at to capitalize this weekend?
Yeah, so we touched on a couple already, right, in the kind of bigger ticket fights. Jose Aldo, Leon Edwards, those are two dogs that I'm interested in. But low key, oftentimes, Katie, I like betting the very first fight of the night for the underdog to win. Start off the card with a bang, with a little upset. And the first fight of the night here is Victor Altamirano versus Daniel Da Silva at flyweight. These are two guys maybe, you know, most people haven't heard of, but it should be a really, really fun fight. I got the underdog, Daniel Da Silva, I believe it's plus 150 now. And I just think he's the more dangerous striker than Altamirano. Altamirano is a guy coming off the Contender Series, which is a show where they debut a lot of prospecting fighters. And I like fading guys on the Contender Series a lot of the time. Sometimes the talent pool there is just not up to par with guys who have already cut their teeth in the UFC. So I feel like this is a good shot for an underdog, Daniel Da Silva. Plus 150, I don't think the odds should be that far apart for what should be a banger of a fight. So give me Da Silva, the dog, in that one.
I feel like you like a lot of underdogs in this. However, I have watched a lot of your UFC takes, and it seems to be that your preferred betting style is parlaying a few favorites that you perceive to be locks of the night. Do you have any for us on Saturday?
Absolutely. I love it, Katie. This is my cup of tea right here. So new favorites. All right, we've gone over some dogs so far. Hey, last week, dogs were barking. I mean, so many big favorites got upset. I think a lot of the strong favorites should win, but dogs always bark a couple times, so you got to find the good ones on every UFC card. In terms of favorites that I feel are locky, I'm all over this one. Yeah. First guy, Sean Woodson. He's fighting Luis Saldana, and this one is just a stylistic matchup that's so favorable for Woodson. He's probably one of the best pure boxers in MMA, and he's fighting a guy that's kind of a pure striker. So Woodson's, weakness might be against a really good wrestler and grappler. He's getting another striker here. It sets up for a really nice win. He's a big favorite. I think he gets the knockout win too. So you could bet that for plus money on a prop too, if you like Sean Woodson like me. He's one guy that money line, throw him in parlays, that's solid. Another one, Alexander Romanov, monster of a heavyweight. This guy's on the come up. You're going to see him in the rankings moving on up. And he's fighting another stylistic matchup that's very favorable to him. A guy that fights like he fights. Romanov's better at what he does. Watch out for that one. That one's going to be an absolute war. And last one I like is Paulo Costa, and we already talked about that. Luke Rockhold shouldn't be fighting him. Get the medical team out before that fight starts, because I'm scared for Rockhold. I really am, Katie. Yeah. So money line guys I like, Sean Woodson, Paulo Costa, and that last guy that I just mentioned. I'm already forgetting. There's so many fights, Katie. Alexander Romanov. Those are my three money lines.
Okay, I love that. Yeah. I love that parlay. So let's talk about some up-and-comers. Are there any rising stars that better should be aware of, not just for this weekend, but in general?
So let's go into Alexander Romanov a little bit more. I'm going to bet him actually by finish in this fight, KO, TKO, or submission, any method of finish, because he's fighting a guy here in Marcin Tybura that's just like him, kind of this big polar bear of a man that's a primary wrestler and grappler. And Romanov is exactly that. He's a combat sambo master. He's got, you know, all sorts of these grappling accolades on his resume. But, you know, sometimes you need to see those guys apply the things on their resume. You hear, oh, this guy's a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, and then he can't get up off his back or submit anybody. Romanov is horrifying. The second he gets on top of you, usually the fight's over. So he's finished fights in really just savage ways. He choked a guy with his forearm just like that and put him to sleep. I mean, yeah, it was disturbing even for people who enjoy the bloodiest of fights. So this guy Romanov is on the watch list for sure. And I think this fight sets up for him to get a big win over a nice name and surge on up the heavyweight division. Watch out for Alexander Romanov.
Okay, Alexander Romanov. I like that. So Caesar Sportsbook has a lot of fun odds boosts for the fights this weekend. And one that particularly I had my eye on, you could take Kamaru Usman and Anthony Joshua, who was fighting Oleksandr Usyk, to both win by KO, TKO, or DQ at plus 1,300. Danny, is this worth a sprinkle?
1,300. Wow. Mm. I'm going to say no. I mean, it's fun, but namely because, look, Usman has the chance to knock out Edwards. I mean, I think it probably will go decision. So do odd makers. They have the over 4.5 at like minus 165. So most people feel like it probably goes the whole way. But Leon Edwards did leave us with one question mark. In his last fight against Nate Diaz, he absolutely put a clinic on him for 24 minutes. And in the last minute of the fight, Nate Diaz hit him with a shot that wobbled him and put him in a lot of trouble. He had to survive after absolutely piecing him up for most of the fight. So our question we're left with is, well, if Usman hits him with that same shot, he probably goes out, right? So now we're questioning that. Usman has a chance to knock him out. Anthony Joshua, I don't trust him against Oleksandr Usyk. Usyk is a tricky customer, and his tricks worked against Anthony Joshua already. I don't know if he has what it takes to figure that puzzle out. So I'm not going to take it. I don't even think Anthony Joshua is going to beat him, much less knock him out. So I wouldn't.
Okay, so no plus 1,300 sprinkle from Danny on that one. So Danny, real quick, if someone is new to UFC betting, right, and maybe they don't watch it all the time, what are some things that they need to look out for? What are some things that they need to be researching in order to make the most well-rounded and smart bets? Obviously, you gave your picks here today, which we're appreciative. But any class with Danny Brasco tips you can give us?
Yeah, there's some classic betting spots in the UFC. That make it pretty easy for you to identify a good fight to potentially bet. And you don't need to crunch numbers or go back in the film study and spend hours and hours watching fights, which I do enjoy doing and does help a lot. But it's unique in that way, UFC, right? Like, I've heard someone say this before. If you're going to bet on the Yankees, you wouldn't go back and watch Aaron Judge's swings a bunch of time and see if they were going to win tomorrow. But if you're going to bet on Kamaru Usman, you might watch his last fight with Leon Edwards and see how they matched up and see the back and forth, right? It's such a different sport to handicap and bet. So it is really interesting in that way. But the spots that I really like are, number one, age gaps. If I'm seeing one guy that's 45 fighting a 33-year-old, that is a huge percentage win, right? Like X percent of the time, it's got to be 70 plus there. The guy with the 9-plus year age gap that's younger is going to win. So things like that. I also look to identify setup fights. In fighting, matchmaking has a goal, right? Like, no, they don't just put two guys to fight together for no reason. Sometimes they have an agenda. And I look to see if someone's kind of getting set up to win to move on forward. I mentioned Alexander Romanov. He's fighting a guy with the same style as him. He's got a better style and better at doing it. That looks like a setup fight to me. So I look to identify spots where I think the matchmaking probably wants one guy to win. So age discrepancy, things like that. You know, matchmaking spots. Those are some angles that I look for in UFC that are unique to the sport. So those are a couple tidbits right there for you.
I love that. And one last question here. What was your biggest bet that you ever made and won on the UFC?
Wow. Actually, it was this year. And I believe it was this year. And I love this guy. And, you know, swiftly, I ended up losing a bunch on him in a fight recently. But Tom Aspinall fought Alexander Volkov, and for about a month, I was yelling from the rooftops that he was going to walk through him. I was on the Tom Aspinall hype train before a conductor even started that train, and man, he rinsed him, Katie. It was the easiest money I ever made. It was amazing, and he was plus money underdog when I got him. But in his next fight after that, he blew his knee out on like a weird step, not even from a strike, and I had not the same amount, but not that far off. So Tom Aspinall giveth and he taketh, but he's still one of my favorite fighters. That was a glorious win. I'm glad a lot of people got to share that one with me too.
Oh, I love that. Are there any fighters that have just done you dirty that you just don't bet on anymore?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's teams in every sport that we're like, I'm never touching them again. There's some guys I'm like, what are you thinking, man? Like, and at the end of the day, it's a fight. You can be eating chips on your couch and yelling at a guy, dude, get up. Oh, come on. We're eating Doritos. They're in a fight in a cage. So remember where you are and who you are. But yeah, there's certainly some guys that have done me wrong that have shown maybe unfavorable fight IQ in certain situations, going for things that don't make any sense. I'll give you one. I don't want to dog anyone because I respect these fighters tremendously. Yes. But one guy that really frustrated me was Roman Dolidze, this guy with amazing grappling credentials. And in dominant positions, he would go for things like heel hooks and positions that would give up his dominance for a big chance that he took. And if he didn't get it, his opponent would immediately reverse him. So he just kind of made boneheaded moves like that. Dolidze went on my no bet list. So that's one guy. But respect to all fighters, regardless. You know, this ain't easy.
Better, because they could pretty much beat anybody up at any time.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Moxie Bets is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it. Must be 21 or older. Okay, as mentioned earlier, our friends here at Omaha Productions are putting on a special fight night broadcast on ESPN Plus with the entire Gronkowski family. MMA legend Kevin Holland will be the in-studio analyst with guests Amanda Nunes, Sean O'Malley, Chuck Liddell, and Dana White popping up as a UFC fan. Danny, how pumped are you for this?
Okay, that lineup is unbelievable. First of all, who knew that Rob Gronkowski was a huge UFC fan? Like, that sounds like the perfect person to watch MMA with. Kevin Holland, in-studio analyst. I don't know if you guys know, but Kevin Holland's one of my favorite people outside the octagon. He's like Batman. He's a vigilante. He's saved multiple people in like sketchy situations in the world. I mean, he helped someone in a carjacking, a shooting in a restaurant. This guy's the man. So he's a hero already. Love Kevin Holland. He's a great personality. Hilarious as well. Sean O'Malley, one of the most dynamic personalities in the game. I mean, this is awesome, Katie. I'm here for all of it. Let's go.
I'm here for all of it as well. Danny, anything else we should know before getting into the fights this weekend?
Wear your helmet. It's going to be a wild one. I mean, this is a crazy card. This is an awesome card. So also, I'll say this much from a betting perspective. I find that oftentimes I make most of my money on the prelim fights. All the bright lights and noise come out for the main card and the title fights, but the prelims are usually where my cash is made. So check out the lower key fighters for some betting opportunities. I think you could be in the green by the time the big ticket fights start.
Okay, Danny, let everyone know where to find you, because I know that you do a lot of these Instagram lives and a lot of videos just dedicated to the UFC. So anyone following along here, if you want to follow Danny for these amazing picks, Danny, tell us where to find you.
Yeah, you guys can check me out on Instagram and Twitter at Brasco_bets. And like Katie said, obviously you can tell I love talking fights. I'm doing this all the time. So hopefully I can make you a smarter UFC better and give you some colorful information before you watch some exciting fights. So that's the goal. I mean, this is my favorite stuff. So I'm thrilled for it, Katie. Let's go. Let's cash these.
Let's go. Danny, thank you so much for joining us today and dropping all of your UFC knowledge. This has been Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. If you're not following us on social, go ahead and do that now at Moxie Bets. You can also follow me at Katie Mox on Twitter and at Katie Mox Bets on Instagram. We'll see you Monday.